Today on The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
When we come in this life, we're like statues. A statue. We have life here, but it's just life here. It's biological life. Bios, C.S. Lewis calls it. But then we can have Zoe life, and that's a supernatural life. Now, we have in us the image of God when we're created. We have something of God. We grow. We have some sign of God, but we do not. We have only bios. We do not have Zoe.
The truth is, God has filled you with gifts to be used in your life. This is The Winning Walk, and today Dr. Young begins his message, Growing Up, Timothy, and shows you how when you move from simply living a physical life to living a spiritual life in Christ, God fills you with gifts to use within Christ's body. Stay with us. Before we get to today's message, we want to help you see God's grace at work through every moment of your life by sending you Dr. Young's three-message CD series, Know the Bible, Grace in Action. The fourth volume of Dr. Young's powerful Know the Bible series, Grace in Action, will help you discover how God's grace can infuse your life with power minute by minute. We'll send you a copy as thanks for your gift to help keep the proven truth of God's Word reaching you and people all over the world through this program. So call today to request your copy of Know the Bible, Grace in Action, when you give your gift. Call 1-800-350-9255. That's 1-800-350-WALK. We want to help you walk the winning walk with Christ every single day, so we've packed our website with practical resources to help you apply God's proven truth to your life, including books, Bible studies, and audio and video files. You can also sign up for Dr. Young's email devotional and even request personal prayer. So visit winningwalk.org for more of the proven truth and personal support you need. That's winningwalk.org. You can also follow your favorite program on Twitter. Our username is Winning Walk. That's Winning Walk. How has the Winning Walk impacted your life? Share your story with us by going to winningwalk.org/mystory. Now, here's Dr. Ed Young with today's message, Growing Up, Timothy.
A sociology class dealing with values clarification. And the teacher set up a premise. The ship went down. There was a boat pushed out to rescue some. The boat had a capacity of four people, but five people were in the boat in the middle of the ocean. A male lawyer, female doctor, crippled child, stay-at-home mom, and a garbage collector. They had to decide which one they would throw overboard to their death so that the little boat could hold only four, they would survive. Values, clarification. And the class began to debate. Some thought this was one was more valuable, this one was more valuable, this was more important, this has more longevity, this, and so they debated as to who would be the person they'd throw overboard to their death and the four that would survive in the rescue boat. They finally voted. I won't tell you how they voted. But the interesting thing about it, if you had been in that class for values clarification, how would you have decided between those five, which one you would throw over to their death and the four that would stay on board? How would you have made that decision? If you are genuinely a Christian thinker, you would have understood that in God's sight, everybody has equal value. But not a student in that class understood that. Not a single one. We were brought into this world and we have this life. It is a biological life. It is a human life. And for your life and my life to be maintained, we have to have air, have to have water, have to have food. This keeps this life alive that we have. But one day we know, even though we have all of that which sustains us, this life will run down and will run out, and we call that death. Now, a lot of people, a lot of us here, spend most of our time looking after this biological life. And we think that this life is really all there is. But when Christ came into the world, He brought into the world a new kind of life that had not been here before. And that scripture that all of us know, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. What in the world is begotten? That's an old King James word, isn't it? But we know what it means. It means father of. The Father God did not create Jesus. He begat Jesus. He was in the begatting business. Now notice something. We begat like kind. Humans do not beget squirrels. We beget human beings, right? God begets divine beings, right? The only begotten Son. So God the Father did not create God the Son somehow before time. Now, understand something. Nail this down if you're going to be a good theologian. Well, I don't want to be a theologian. Listen, a theologian, theology is the science of God. We're all theologians, whether you want to be or not. It's the science of God. It's what we believe about God, who God is, how He operates, what He's about, how He's involved in your life and my life, or how He is not involved in your life and my life. Theology is the science of God. So as we look at the science of God, we realize that time does not exist. Get that? It is created. So pre-time, prehistory, God the Father begat God the Son. He begat divinity. God is divine. Jesus is divine. Pre-time, God begat His only begotten Son, Jesus. And Jesus is divine. Christ is divine. Therefore, when Christ, who was divine, came down and put on human clothes and became also biological. Man, human being. Follow me. Christ, begotten by God, divine, put on human clothes and became a biological person. So He was biological and He was also divine. And that divinity is an interesting thing. It is Zoe. It's another kind of life. There is a biological life, which is a human life, and there is a Zoe life, which is a divine life. Jesus came clothed in both. Why? To identify with you and me, because we have this human life, and He comes, and when we receive Him, we receive Zoe, and we also receive divine life. That's why He came. To share the life of God with you and me, so our life would not just be biological. Now, for a while, it's biological. We receive Christ, it'll become eternal and spiritual, be Zoe. Something else you need to know, and I say this over and over again because it's fundamental to our faith. First of all, time is created. Secondly, you have to understand what the soul is. I've said it thousands of times. And I ask people, you know, what is your soul? And they act like I'm asking them how to walk to Mars. Now, nail this down in your theology, what you understand about God. Okay, would you get this? Time is created. Time created, the beginning and end. God did that. And what is your soul? Your soul is everything that is not flesh and blood. Do you remember that? You got to remember that. It's the spiritual part of you. It's who you really are. It's who I really am. And that soul is made for eternity. And this shell that we call this flesh is not made for eternity. Do you understand that? But Jesus Christ came into the world, okay. He brought in a Zoe, divine life, and he put it in perfectly harmony with our biological life so that when we receive him, even though we're still biological in this life, we have a Zoe, we have a divine life in us. And that Zoe will keep us and hold us in good stead as to who you are and who I am. Our identity will be intact in eternity, and we'll get a resurrection body that's equipped to live in eternity. Hope I didn't go too fast for anybody. This is fundamental. This is basic. And we must have this down. Time is created. Our soul is who we really are. Who we are, really are is not any of this, folks. This will be gone away, but we'll get that prototype of the resurrected body of Jesus, and that resurrected body of Jesus, which you will have, what I will have, we'll have within it that Zoe, if we receive that Zoe, which is Christ, in this life. Now, let me say, in other words, another way to put it, is that when we come in this life, we're like statues. A statue. We have life here, but it's just life here. It's biological life. Bios, C.S. Lewis calls it. But then we can have Zoe life, and that's a supernatural life. Now, we have in us the image of God when we're created. We have something of God. We grow. We have some sign of God, but we do not, we have only bios. We do not have Zoe. We're like statues, and this whole world is like a creation of statues, biological life, human life, earthly life. But also there's another dimension. That's Jesus Christ came, and he gave a new kind of life. We take Jesus Christ into our life. John 17, the great priestly prayer of Jesus before the end of his life, beautiful. He says, I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me, and the Holy Spirit is in us, and you can come and be a part of the divine dance. Dance with God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We're in that relationship because when we receive Christ, we have this Zoe life, this divine life. So this is what we see here in your life and in my life. And therefore, we have life. And you have a lot of problems in this world, but every one of them could be solved by the coming of Christ, by the giving of life, Zoe life, in the lives of so many people who are only living biological lives. Have you noticed that around the world today, country after country after country is in serious trouble? Have you noticed that? Do you read enough? Do you understand? Do we read the news enough? And all of a sudden, here's another country in South America, another country in Central America, another country in Europe, another country in Asia, another country. And all of a sudden, we see so many, many, many countries all the way in the world in a desperate situation. Desperate situations. Revolution, revenge, murder, mayhem, all kinds of problems. Let me show you something. Where a country is horrendous, that country is worshiping a horrendous religion. Now follow me. If you are worshiping a horrendous religion, you will become a horrendous person, and a country that has horrendous worship, horrendous religion, inevitably becomes a horrendous country. Every single time. I'll illustrate it. If I were looking at the moon and I had a telescope here, and that telescope was dirty on the end, the lens were cracked, and I would see the moon as dirty, dim, cracked, I'd have an imperfect picture of the moon, would I not? Right? But you see, this is where we have religion. that is not true, a representation of the living God, you see dimly, dustly, and we do not understand that God. And we have that God who accommodates our needs. We have a God that's not the true and living God. So we turn our eyes on that which is not true. We worship a God that is not truly God. What happens to our life happens to all the people in the country who have a kind of falsified view of God and a phony view of religion. It always happens. It always happens. So we come and see what Paul is teaching here in our scripture. He's teaching Timothy. Timothy. Timothy was a part of that missionary group, remember? There was Paul and Timothy and Silas and Barnabas and Peter and that whole group that went out bringing the good news of Zoe life has come into the world. God has come into the world to save and redeem and to salvage. You receive him as Lord. He will be your Savior and he will change your life and give you a new life, not just a biological, natural life, but a life that has Zoe, a life that is for now and eternity. And what do we do with this Zoe life? Many of us receive Christ. How is that Zoe life coming alive in your life and in my life? The problem is, we know we have a biological life. At one point, we receive Jesus, that divine supernatural life, that spiritual life that we have, but it's grown dark, it's grown dim, and we're not alive. Jesus says, I have come that you might have life. That's Zoe. Life. Do you have life? Do I have life? What happens to us when we don't have life? There's a lot of verses in the Bible I lean on, but there's one verse I absolutely know is totally accurate. The wages of sin is death. Whoa, I wish you had to pick that one out. How do we know that's true? It's because where there is sin, God is never there. And when God is not in a place, that place is a dark place, and nothing grows in the dark. When the light is taken out, when God is not operating in your life and my life, that Zoe is not spilling over through your life and through my life, it gets dark and that which there shrivels up and it dies. Nothing can live in the dark, but notice something. Light always defeats darkness. Revenge, murder, mayhem, all kinds of problems. Let me show you something. Where a country is horrendous, that country is worshiping a horrendous religion. Now follow me. If you are worshiping a horrendous religion, you will become a horrendous person, and a country that has horrendous worship, horrendous religion, inevitably becomes a horrendous country. Every single time. I'll illustrate it. If I were looking at the moon and I had a telescope here, and that telescope was dirty on the end, the lens were cracked, and I would see the moon as dirty, dim, cracked, I'd have an imperfect picture of the moon, would I not? Right? But you see, this is where we have religion that is not true, a representation of the living God. You see dimly, dustly, and we do not understand that God. And we have that God who accommodates our needs. We have a God that's not the true and living God. So we turn our eyes on that which is not true. We worship a God that is not truly God. What happens to our life happens to all the people in the country who have a kind of falsified view of God and a phony view of religion. It always happens. It always happens. So we come and see what Paul is teaching here in our scripture. He's teaching Timothy. Timothy. Timothy was a part of that missionary group, remember? There was Paul and Timothy and Silas and Barnabas and Peter and that whole group that went out bringing the good news of Zoe life has come into the world. God has come into the world to save and redeem and to salvage. You receive him as Lord. He will be your Savior, and he will change your life and give you a new life, not just a biological, natural life, but a life that has Zoe, a life that is for now and eternity. Now, what do we do with this Zoe life? Many of us receive Christ. How is that Zoe life coming alive in your life and in my life? The problem is, we know we have a biological life. At one point, we receive Jesus, that divine supernatural life, that spiritual life that we have, but it's grown dark, it's grown dim, and we're not alive. Jesus says, I have come that you might have life. That's Zoe. Life. Do you have life? Do I have life? What happens to us when we don't have life? There's a lot of verses in the Bible I lean on, but there's one verse I absolutely know is totally accurate. The wages of sin is death. Whoa, I wish you had to pick that one out. How do we know that's true? It's because where there is sin, God is never there. And when God is not in a place, that place is a dark place, and nothing grows in the dark. When the light is taken out, when God is not operating in your life and my life, that Zoe is not spilling over through your life and through my life, it gets dark, and that which there shrivels up and it dies. Nothing can live in the dark, but notice something. Light always defeats darkness.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Psalm 103:1. A tuning fork is able to create the perfect pitch of a musical note, helping musicians get their instruments performance ready. In the same way, all the strings of our lives are being tuned by God through all of life's ins and outs and ups and downs. God the Father is running his loving hands over the strings of your life and my life like a harp. One by one, he tunes them back to his perfect pitch. And in case you're wondering, the tuning fork he uses to establish the pitch is our verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. It's worship. Worship wants us to adore him on bended knee with all we are and all we have. Then with his perfect touch, our lives, your life and my life, will become a tune that glorifies him because we are in tune with him.
You've been listening to The Winning Walk with Dr. Ed Young. We hope today's message has encouraged you, and we'd love to help you further by sending you Dr. Young's series, Know the Bible, Grace in Action, as our thanks for your gift of support. This three-message resource invites you to experience God's grace at work through every moment of your life, even the messy ones. Struggling with doubt? God gives grace to believe. Feeling worthless and unseen? He gives grace to thrive in your spiritual gifting. Burdened for others? He gives grace to share his good news with boldness. Drawn from the New Testament examples of Thomas, Stephen, and Timothy, this series will encourage you that no matter how messy or mundane life gets, God is there with you, for you, giving grace for what you need. So call now to request your copy of Know the Bible, Grace in Action, as our thanks for your gift to reach more people with the proven truth of God's Word. Call 1-800-350-WALK, 1-800-350-9255. Thanks for listening in today. Be sure to come back tomorrow for more proven truth in the conclusion of Dr. Ed Young's message about how God can use you to draw others to Himself.